أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين سبحان الله في أعيائه وهو العلي الأعلى سبحان الله في عطائه وهو الكريم الوهاب سبحان الله رب الأرض والسماء سبحان الله مصدر الكل رجاء سبحان الله الذي سبحان الله الذي واسعت رحمته كل شيء العليم السر وأخفى الحليم العظيم ذو الجلال والإكرام الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى سبحان الذي أقرأنا فلا ننسى وسبحان الذي أعزنا بالنبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سيد الأولين وسيد الآخرين وسيد الخلق الأجمعين حبيب الله أحمد ومحمد وياسين طه ومحمود وأشكر الشاكرين أحمد حامدين ونذير رب العالمين والحمد لله والله العلي العظيم. The name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him. We put our trust in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates, and I bear witness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. The glory belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his highness, and he is the highest of the high. The glory belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what He gives, and He is the most beneficent, the most compassionate. The glory belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. The glory belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the destination of every destiny. The glory belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose mercy covers everything, the knower of the secrets and the obvious, the forbearing, the almighty, the Lord of majesty and honor, the one who created and shaped all things, then decreed the destiny and guided to it, and the one who causes the pastures to emerge from the fields. Glory belongs to the one who causes us to read so that we do not forget, and the glory belongs to the one who made us victorious by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the master of the first and the last, the master of all creation, the beloved of Allah, Ahmed, Muhammad, Yasin, Taha, Mahmud, the most thankful of those who give thanks, the foremost in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of those who praise Him, the warner of the Lord of the worlds. All praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the Most High. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has said,
هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.
He it is, Allah, who sent among the Ummiyin Rasulan, a messenger, from among them, reciting to them his verses, purifying them, and teaching them the book and the wisdom. And verily, they had been before this in manifest error. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah SWT has blessed us to reach an auspicious day, made more auspicious by the occasion in which we find ourselves, an occasion for the Muslims that this is the eve of the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. What is the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal? It is the day that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, just so that we understand, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that we should not do what the Nasara, the Christians, did with Prophet Isa Alayhi Salam, in that they went beyond limits and deified him. They went beyond limits in what they did and made him and say of him what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said they have no right to say, and that it is a saying in which the heavens and the earth wish that they could humble themselves in praise of Allah, indifference to what they say, that they would say that Allahu takhadhu walada, that Allah has taken a son. So Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade us to do this. But never did he say that we should not be aware of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided when he sent Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this earth. This day has significance. This day is of great importance. And if we do not know, we should know at least this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have picked any other day of the year of an era to make a change in the cosmos, in the heavens, in his administration. But he decided to choose this day as an alert, as a warning, as a sign. When the shaytan and the shayateen noticed that all of a sudden all of the idols all over the earth were knocked face down, and the shaitan, he wondered, what is going on? So he went to seek his place in the third heaven so that he could listen to the angels as they were commanded, as they receive the orders, as it comes down. And as he went, he found that he could not pass because he was locked out beyond Sama'a Dunya, this heaven. He couldn't pass beyond the heaven above this earth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to make some changes on this day when he decided that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be born. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in honor of this occasion, we wish to discuss in the subject of this khutbah, Nuru Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the light of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, before we begin, an introduction is necessary. What we wish to share today, inshallah, is heavy. And quite possibly there will be things in this khutbah that you've never heard before. And thus I remind you, as I remind myself, Allahu yaf'alu man yasha. He does what he wishes. And I remind you, no one can question him. And I remind you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, that he has created the seven heavens and a like number of earths. So there are seven heavens and there are seven earths. Have you seen the six other earths? Do you know the names of the creatures that live there? Have you ever heard them speak? So just like you haven't heard them, doesn't mean that they don't exist. And just because of the information that you are about to hear in this khutbah, you may find shocking and beyond your comprehension, does not in any way diminish it from being absolutely true. With that said, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us talk about the light of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to the historian Ibn Ishaq, who reported that the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdul Muttalib, had taken Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the hand one day. As they walked, they passed by a woman of Bani Asad, who happened to be the sister of Waraqah bin Nawfal, the uncle of Khadija, the lady Khadija, as we know, the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When she looked at Abdullah, she asked, "Where are you going, Abdullah?" He said, "With my father." She said, "If you would have me, you could have as many camels as were sacrificed for you." Just so that you know, the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had vowed that if he found the well of Zamzam, he would sacrifice one of his sons. One of his sons happened to be Abdullah, out of 12 sons, if I'm not mistaken. And every time he threw his divining, whatever you wish to call it, this is the way that they would determine fate, it always pointed to Abdullah. And this was his favorite. And so it was not until he had sacrificed at least 100 camels, some say more, to satisfy his oath, that it was satisfied and that he did not have to kill his son. So this became a common knowledge amongst the Quraysh. And so this is what she was referring to when she said that if you would have me, mainly take me as your wife, then you would be given for this. In other words, I will give you as many camels as were sacrificed for you. In other words, I'll make you rich. Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "I am with my father. I cannot act against his wishes and leave him." So he continued on, and he went to Wahab bin Abdul Manaf. He was a leading man amongst Bani Zuhra. And Abdul Muttalib married Abdullah to Abdul Manaf's, to Wahab bin Abdul Manaf's daughter, Amina, the mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the best amongst the women of Quraysh at that time. It is said that they consummated the marriage that day, and Amina conceived Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abdullah, the next day, passed by the woman who had proposed to him, and he noticed that she was shunning him. So he asked, "Why?" She said, "The light that was with you before has left you." Because the light of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam shone through the face of Abdullah as long as he carried it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Amina, the mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she saw in a vision that is very well known. When she said that a light emanated from her, by which she could see all the way from where she was past to the castles in Basra in Syria. And it is also well known that they came, the angels, to Amina, and they said to her, Ya Amina Bushraki, Subhana man a'taki bihamliki Muhammadin Rabbus Sama Hanaki. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Amina, good news for you. Glory belongs to the one who has given you Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to carry. The Lord of the heavens congratulates you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what is this light? The light of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suffice it to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us what none could tell us except Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَالْمَلَائِكَتِهِ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there are many of us who do not speak or understand the Arabic language. And for those who may find yourself in this position, I need you to listen very carefully so that you do not inadvertently harm yourselves. This ayah that we read in the Holy Quran is a commandment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us an alert in how He shows how heavy this commandment is. When He says, listen, so you recognize this inshallah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. This means, surely Allah and His angels convey prayers upon النبي, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then comes the command, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ, send prayers upon Him, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and a worthy salutation. Whenever you hear this, do not let your mouth be frozen. send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, Allahumma salli, O Allah, send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad as and the family of Prophet Muhammad as you sent prayers upon Abraham and the family of Prophet Abraham. And bless Prophet Muhammad and the family of Prophet Muhammad as you have blessed Abraham and the family of Abraham. Surely in all of the worlds you are the praised and magnified. You've given khutbah about the significance of this before, but never like what you're about to hear. And it's, I cannot stress enough, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, those of you who do not know this in Arabic, if you spent the rest of your life learning it, it would not have been wasted. We have available, inshallah ta'ala, on CD as well as on the internet, a recording of this on the CD and on the internet a video of this that you can learn it, inshallah ta'ala, free. Please take the chance, spend something good from your life if you do not know this in Arabic. This is the best thing you can do. No thing in your life, no dua, no salah, no jihad is better than learning how to send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You may think I'm exaggerating. Listen to this khutbah, inshallah, and you will learn. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and his father, as well as Wahab bin Manbih, as well as Ka'b al-Ahbar, as reported by Abi Umar al-Ansari, radiallahu anhu. He said, when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the angels, I will create a creature that I will prefer and honor above all of my creation. And I will make him the master of the first and the last. And I will grant him the wasiyah, the intercession on the day of judgment. And if it were not for him, I would not have decorated the paradises. And I would have never raised or kindled the fire. You should know his status, and you must appreciate him because I appreciate him. You must compliment him because I have complimented him. The angel said, Ya Allah, how can we complain about what we as your servants have been commanded and you are a master? Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Jibreel alayhi salam and the angels who carry the throne to go and collect the part of the earth which the coffin of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rests upon today. And from this, as it is said, as is mentioned in this hadith, the axiom, from dirt he will come, to dirt he will return, and from dust or dirt he will be raised. So they went down and collected some of this earth. Again, from the very spot that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rests today. This earth had never been walked upon by anyone on the earth who had ever sinned. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he took this earth back to the heavens and was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rinse it in the river as we are told in the Quran that is called Zanzabil. And it remained there until it was formed into a white jewel. And every day this jewel was washed in the different rivers and waters of paradise. And every day this jewel would shine and the angels would give it the salams. And Jibril then presented it to the angels, the special ones that stand rank upon rank. And when they saw it, they said, O Allah, O our Master, if you order us to make sujood, we will make sujood. And so the angels recognized the favor and they recognized the honor of this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this essence that would later become Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, far before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later decided to create Adam, He placed this in the back of Adam. And Adam, when he became conscious, he heard voices like the voices of birds, praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his back. And he asked, O Allah, what is this on my back? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya Adam, alayhi salam, what you hear is the praising of the Arab Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Awaleen wal Akhireen, the master of the first and the last. Happy is the one who follows and obeys him. Evil and punished is the one who disobeys him. O Adam, take what I have granted you and promise not to put him in anything, in any one's back among the men who are unclean, or not to place him in any woman, any womb that is unclean. Then Adam alayhi salam, he said, O Allah, you granted me an honor, and it is by this honor that my light has been increased, that my beauty has expanded, that my respect has been raised. And thus the light of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam shone in Adam's face like the sun at its height, or like the moon in the blackest sky. And from this light Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lit the heavens and the earth and the throne and the chair. And the residue of this light remained in Adam until, and will do so until the day of judgment. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Inna Allaha wal malaikatihi yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what is the value of sending prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We need 5,000 khutbah to tell you. Suffice it to say that according to Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever sends the greetings upon me, the angels will send the greetings upon him. And whoever the angels send greetings upon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself would descend prayers upon him. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends prayers upon, nothing that is in the heavens on the earth that does not also send prayers upon him. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever sends prayers upon me once, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order his protecting angels, the ones on the right, the ones on the left, that right, Inna alaykum lahafidin, kitabun markum. What? Sorry, this is not. But Inna alaykum lahafidin. Those, they are those who are protecting you. Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. They know what you do. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to. He orders them, continuing the hadith, not to write a sin upon him for 3 consecutive days. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, sallu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, listen and learn about the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. According to Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was alone. Nothing else existed. So that you know that this is not beyond a fact. In another hadith reported by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that when the day of judgment has come and everything has been wrapped up and nothing is to exist, he will say, لِمَنْ الْمُلْكَ الْيَوْمِ, to himself, because nothing else will exist. And then he will answer himself, because nothing else exists. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَحَارُ, for Allah, the One, the Irresistible. So things will return to as it was at this time. Nothing else existed. We continue. So, 24,400 years before he created the water, the throne, the chair, or rather al-kursi, the footstool, the heavens, the earth, the tablet and the pen, the paradise and the fire, the angels, Adam or Eve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the light of his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it remained in his hands, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking him for 1,000 years. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Haq gazed upon this light and he said, O my slave, anta murad wa anta murid. You are what I want and through you I will effect what I want. You are the best of what I have created and I swear by my glory and my magnificence, were it not for you, I would never intend to create a single planet. Whoever loves you, I love you. Whoever loves you, I love him. And whoever hates you, I hate him. At this, the light shone brighter. And it rose, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala derived from it 12 hijabs, veils. The first veil was hijab al-qudra, the veil of omnipotence. The next, hijab al-a'zama, the veil of nobility. The next, hijab al-izza, the veil of strength. The next, hijab al-hayba, the veil of charisma. The next, hijab al-jubrut, the veil of might. The next, hijab al-rahma, the veil of mercy. The next, hijab al-nubuwa, the veil of prophecy. The next, hijab al-karama, the veil of dignity. The next, hijab al-manzila, the veil of status. The next, hijab al-rifa, the veil of ranks. The next, hijab al-sa'ada, and then the hijab al-shafa'a, the veils of happiness and protection. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered this light to enter into the veil of omnipotence. It did so and it said, Subhanu aliyul a'la. Glory belongs to the highest of the high. And it remained there praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 12,000 years. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered this light to enter the veil of nobility. And it did so and it said, Subhanu alimul sirri wal akhfa. Glory belongs to the knower of the secrets and what is open. And it remained there 11,000 years praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it was ordered to enter the veil of strength, and it did so, and it said, Subhanul Malikul Manan. Glory belongs to the Supreme Sustainer. And it remained there for 10,000 years, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it was ordered to enter the veil of charisma, and it did so, and it said, Praise be to the one who is rich and never poor. And it remained there 9,000 years, praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered it to enter the veil of might. And it did so, and it said, Subhanul Karimul Akram, glory belongs to the most beneficent benefactor. And it remained there for 8,000 years, praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the light was ordered to enter the veil of Rahmah, mercy. And it did so, when it did so, it said, Subhanu Rabbil Arshil Azeem, glory belongs to the Lord of the Mighty Throne. And it remained there 7,000 years, praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it was ordered to enter the veil of prophecy. And when it did so, it said, Subhana rabbiku rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Glory be to your Lord, the Lord of honor. He is far from what they attribute to him. And it remained there for 6,000 years, praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it was ordered to enter the veil of dignity. And it did so. And when it did, it said, Subhanal Azeem ul Azam. Glory be to, belongs to the mightiest of the mighty. And then it remained there for 5,000 years, praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it was ordered to enter the veil of status. And when it did so, it said, Subhanal Alim ul Kareem. Glory belongs to the all-knowing, the beneficent. And it remained there 4,000 years, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it was ordered to enter the veil of ranks. And when it did so, it said, Subhana dil mulkil wal malakut. Glory belongs to the Lord of the domain and the dominions. And then it remained there 3,000 years, praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded it to enter into the veil of happiness. And when it did so, it said, The glory belongs to the one who destroys and who is never destroyed. And it remained there 2,000 years, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it was ordered to enter into the veil of protection. And when it did so, it said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. Glory belongs to Allah. With him, is the praise. Glory belongs to Allah, the Almighty. And it remained there, praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1,000 years. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, increase your sending of blessings upon me on Friday. Because Jibreel alayhi salam told me that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, none of the Muslims on earth who send prayers upon you once, that I and my angels will not send prayers upon him 10 times. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, increase sending prayers upon me on Friday. Because the prayers upon me of my ummah are presented to me every Friday. Whoever increased sending prayers upon me, his position will be closer to me. The best of your days is Friday. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam on Friday. And he returned back to Allah on Friday. And the trumpet will be blown on Friday. And the end of the world will be on Friday. So increase sending prayers upon me, and your prayers will be presented to me. His companions asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will our prayers be presented to you once you have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He replied, Allah has ordered the earth not to consume the bodies of the prophets. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, increase your sending of prayers upon me on Friday and the eve of Friday. Whoever does this, I will be his witness on the day of judgment and his protector. Just so that you know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also said that there will be on the day of judgment a man who the judgment had already been made, and he will be commanded to enter into the fire. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I will go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and plead, O Allah, send him back to the scales. And so Allah will answer the prayer of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the man will be brought from the brink of the fire back to the scales. And at that time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take something the size of an ant and put it in the scale of his good deeds, and it will tip his scale, and a call will come from the heavens, and it will say, so and so is lucky this day, he is going to the paradise. And what he would have placed on the scale is simply, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever sends prayers upon me on Friday 100 times. Repeat that. Whoever sends prayers upon me on Friday 100 times, his sins of 8 years will be forgiven. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever sins 1,000 prayers upon me on Friday, he will not die until he sees his feet in paradise before his death. His companions asked him, how should we send prayers upon you? And he said, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, abduka wa nabiyuka wa rasuluka, النبي أمي وعلى آله وسلم. Inshallah ta'ala, take the opportunity to get a copy of this khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, next Friday from my Muslim brother who makes copies of the khutbah, so you can have this tape, inshallah, and you can learn this. I'm going to say it again for your benefit here. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad عبدك ونبيك ورسولك النبي أمي وعلى آله وسلم. You say this 1,000 times, inshallah ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you will not die on Friday, 1,000 times on Friday, you will not die until you see your feet in Jannah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever sends prayers upon me at Asr time, or rather after he has made his Asr Salah on Friday, and before he moves from his spot, he says, quote, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, al-Nabiyyu ummi, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa sallimu taslima. Again, he says this, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad al-Nabiy ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallimu taslima. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued saying that he says this 80 times. He will be forgiven 80 years of sins, and it will be written 80 years of ibadah, of worship. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with sincerity, sallu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, unfortunately the time has come where we must conclude for today, but inshallah ta'ala we will continue our discussion about the light of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sending prayers upon him, inshallah, in the next khutbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from us, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala convey His blessings and His mercy upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us be as generous with the house of Allah as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been generous with us. Be aware, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, no matter your condition, no matter how hard the dunya fights you, Allah puts something in your mouth to save you from hell. He may have done this, your condition, to bless you, inshallah ta'ala, to be more attentive. Because the dunya keeps us busy. It distracts you. As soon as you get a call, brother, I got some money for you, everything else is put on hold. But when we ain't got no money, we listening for every prayer that there is. What can I pray that? What can I say? Brother Omar, you know something? We attentive, listening. And Allah gave this to us free. So how much should we show our gratitude? How much should we want to continue? How much should we want the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be free of any need? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we cannot outdo Allah in His generosity, but we can show our appreciation. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, don't let this day catch you being stingy. Don't let this day catch you not giving thanks to Allah for blessing you to know to pray upon His Prophet. How many people with billions of dollars, jets and houses, women and prestige, that these words will never pass their lips? And they will find themselves trying to rob the creation on the Day of Judgment just so that they can save themselves from the fire. And with something as small as an ant, Allah has placed this on your tongue, in your heart, and saved you. Don't be stingy with Allah. For Allah is Al-Kareem, and He is Al-Razaq, and He is Al-Ghani. Remember that. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر